I'm Linda van Tilburg for Bears News. South Africa grapples with a severe crisis of gender-based violence, recording some of the world's highest rates of violence against women and girls. In response to this pressing issue, Professor Wolfgang Scherer, founder of Ring for Peace, teamed up with Dr. Edwin Herzog from Mediclinic to establish an intervention offering specialized care for sexual assault victims in the Cape. This initiative, called the Ring for Peace Cape Trust, began with the launch of a pilot emergency centers, leading to the formation of the GBV Leadership Group and the establishment of a one-of-its-kind GBV All-Service Care Center in Stellenbosch. And we're now joined by advocate Bonnie Currie-Gamwo, a key member of the Leadership Group. Hi, Bonnie, and welcome to Biz News.
Hi, Linda. It's a pleasure being here indeed.
Well, Bonnie, before we delve into the details of this remarkable initiative, could you help us understand the gravity of gender-based violence in South Africa? We just need to look at the problem.
So, Linda, it's sad but true that we have of the highest levels of GBV in the country, on the continent. And despite many interventions that have been crafted, implemented, there still seems to be a rise in the numbers annually. So much so that, again, 2 years ago, we drafted even more legislation to really combat GBV, where we put in place strict guidelines as to how you deal with a GBV matter, when it comes to the court, the bail issues, domestic violence and how it's dealt with. And so it is very, very, one cannot underestimate how big the surge is and the impact it has on our society as a whole, and in particular, our most vulnerable, our children, and our women in our society.
Can you run us through some figures just to give us an extent of the problem?
I would want to not... We have different stats for different reasons. What I can say to you is we look at, for example, the numbers of cases that are reported at the police stations will never be the same as the number of cases that go through the court system. It will never be the same as the number of people that visit a Thuthuzela Care Center. But we have, for example, from a Thuthuzela Care Center perspective, we have in some of our TCCs where we see 2,000 victims every single year. That is a lot of victims that are entering our systems. And the reason for the disconnect in respect of the figures, quite simply, is because we know people report and then don't want to continue with the matter. Victims of GBV are probably of the most traumatized victims you can find, because often the perpetrator is someone they know. And so there are various aspects of this case which, when one only looks at the statistics, it really does not tell you exactly what the scourge is. Many are not even reporting. Others that are reporting are not wanting to go through the court system. Those who are strong enough to go through the court system, midway through, they'll tell you, I can't do this. So I'm always very careful when one speaks about statistics and allow the statistics that is being kept to be the only aspect one needs to look at. You cannot look at it on its own. There are just too many other factors that really play such a huge role in saying, as a definitive, this is the total of what GBV looks like in any which place.
Okay, can you walk us through the journey of this initiative to establish what's now this all-service center in Stellenbosch?
So, as you've indicated, I was invited to the GBV leadership group. They looked at different role players, different spheres within government, outside government, that were involved in GBV. And so I was quite honored to be invited to be part of this group that really is a group of experts in the field of GBV. But I think the beauty of it is we come from different spheres. Some of us are from the police. Some of us are from government. Some of us are not from government. They're from the private sector. And we even have this foreign aspect to it as well. And so when we all sat together around a table, you can imagine, you know, what the ideas that, came up and the discussions that happened. It's no surprise that we were able to come up with this GBV center, Linda. It's truly a culmination of what happens when you have a multi-sectoral, a collective of different people in the same room, but importantly, you share the same vision. You share the vision that you want to make an impact in GBV. Not just a talk shop, not just I want to do this, but you want to have impact, you know? And through this GBV center, I do believe we're going to have that impact. My role is that I am the national head of the Sexual Offences and Community Affairs Unit of the National Prosecuting Authority. So my mandate is GBV. And one of my mandate is that I must come up with best practices as to how we deal with GBV. And so one of the best practices that the soccer unit that I head up developed as far back as in the year 2000 was the Tutuzela Care Center. So the Tutuzela Care Center is this one-stop GBV center where all the role players under one roof provide medical, psychosocial, and legal services to our victims that come in. Initially, when it started in the year 2000, it was only for sexual offences victims. But as of 2021, we now service all gender-based violence victims because we recognize that often you can't differentiate between the sexual offences victim and the domestic. They are often the same people. And so we now offer the service to all gender-based violence victims under one roof. Why it works? Completely victim-centered. Everything in the TCC, the Tutuzela Care Center, caters for the victim, the safety of the victim, the interest of the victim. So it's victim-centered, but also importantly, it's court-direct. And that is where it differs a little bit from many of the other institutions that you have offering these type of services. So that is why we have that legal service that is offered. And that legal service is where a state advocate will consult with a victim, will make the matter trial ready through prosecutor-guided investigation so that we also try and reduce the cycle times from the time that the matter is reported until the time it is actually prosecuted in court. Now, through these services, we try and create what we believe is a survivor. For me, a survivor is an empowered victim. Yes, there's this theory that all of them are survivors. I'm going to tend to disagree. I'm going to say if you have a victim of a violent act, they remain a victim until you've empowered them to become survivors. And so having the center, the Tutuzela Care Center, Tutuzela is in one of our indigenous languages, it means comfort. So that's what we offer, a place of comfort. And the Tutuzela, this is the first of its kind, where we also now offer overnight facilities for our victims that can't go back home. We are now have on-site overnight facilities to assist the victim of domestic violence or someone who is in fear of their life so that they don't have to go back. Most of our victims that enter our centers, obviously, are quite, you know, indigent, and so they don't have alternative places. And so this is the beauty of the center, that we are able to, because of the space provided through this initiative, have that overnight facility. The further beauty of the center is that It's the first one of its kind that will be hosted onto a bigger GBV center. So we have the Tutuzela that is there, but we also have the overnight facilities, and then we will have the training centers and, of course, the offices of the Ring for Peace Foundation. Mm-hmm. Through that initiative, we are going to be able to really just work together and make such a huge impact in that community. If you know anything about Stellenbosch, it's really a case of the haves and the have-nots. There really is, there are poor, poor people in the Stellenbosch area, and many of them from the outlying rural farming areas, where gender-based violence is a huge problem, often connected to alcohol abuse and the like. And so where the center is situated is actually really, very important in that it can and it will bring all of those communities together. Through the center, we will be able to do training. We will be able to do even further empowerment, not only of the victims, but of community groups that are wanting to do better. We are able to host principals of schools where they are able to engage their children that they have under their care, but with knowledge that we've been able to impart upon them. Our legislation has changed dramatically in the past 2 years, Linda. There's a need to empower everyone around. And very importantly, one of the key things that changed was that there's now a duty to report sexual offenses of vulnerable groups. And so whoever you are, if you become aware that a person who is designated a vulnerable group, which is primarily your children, your elderly, it's and also importantly, your student, age 25 or below 25, who's at a tertiary institution, the female students are now designated in this country as being vulnerable. So you know that there's a big university in Stellenbosch. So again, it just all came together, the right aspects, you know, that we can address where the center is located. So I foresee fabulous, fantastic work happening in the center, knowledge empowerment, access for the victim, but very importantly, showing how the public and the private sector can come together, how different sectors can collaborate and bring the change that is needed in this fight to address gender-based violence in this country.
So has the center now opened its doors?
The Tutuzela Care Center has mm-hmm. been operational as of 1 February this year.
Okay.
The rest of the center, and as well as the overnight facility, mm-hmm. the other aspects, we're sort of doing a phased launch approach of the other aspects of the center.
What has the response been of women who came there and now think, you know, they have a place to stay?
They do.
You know,
they do.
What has the response been?
The response has been phenomenal. You must remember, we've not launched the center per se. So we've not gone out there and said, this is the center. This will be done hopefully in the next month mm-hmm. coming. Yet, because again, the way the TCC operates is that it's a collaboration, right? So we have the police's FCS unit, which is the specialized GBV police unit of the South African Police Services. So they have actually started bringing all the victims that present there directly to our Tutuzela Care Center. So we've had victims come during the day, we've had them come during the night, and there's always been assistance for these victims when they enter. The reaction has really been phenomenal. I think we've had young 6-year-old, 7-year-old, we've had 50-year-olds, we've had males come in. So the center, I believe, once we've launched, once we've taken the message of the Tutuzela, the Stellenbosch Tutuzela, into the communities that it services, the numbers are going to increase phenomenally. There's a need for it. We've been proved right by the numbers that are already coming in. We've been proved right that there is and there was a need for a Stellenbosch Tuthuzela Care Centre. And as I indicated, I believe it will only go and become and be used even more by the communities, which is exactly what we want must happen.
Would you like to scale this model further out to the rest of South Africa?
I would love to, Linda. But it is an expensive thing to do. It's an expensive project. This was made possible purely because of that collaboration between the university, the Ring for Peace Foundation, MediClinic, and the National Prosecuting Authority. But I do believe that time is going to show and tell us that we need this type of model everywhere. Where, for example, in a rural area, one of the biggest issues in a rural area is a place to do training, for example, for people to all gather. And so, yes, there's a need for it, but it is expensive and it does require collaboration. Okay. This is also the first earth site. In other words, the first one that's not on a hospital space. So all of our Tuthuzela Care Centres traditionally is on hospital space. This one is not an hospital space because only there isn't space on the public hospital that's close by for what we wanted to happen. But that has sort of been a blessing in disguise because it allowed us to think out of the box and create what we've created, a flagship in the Stellenbosch area. But yes, show me the funding and definitely I will be able to motivate where you will go next.
Well, we hope that word spreads. While we focus on victims, how do we, you know, to treat them better? You know, what do we do to address the incidence of GBV in South Africa?
That's a difficult one, Linda. By the time the prosecution gets involved, the victim has already been traumatized. The offense has already been committed. We do, as the prosecution, a lot of work around prevention. Yes, we go into our communities, particularly the staff of the Tuthuzela Care Centre. That's one of the key activities, is public awareness and training. And we do that at our schools, within our communities. We do that all of the time. I do believe that if you want to address gender-based violence, you need to get to zero tolerance, but throughout. It shouldn't be that A is allowed, but B isn't. C is allowed, but D isn't. All forms of gender-based violence, there must be a zero attitude, and not just from government, from the private sector. If you have a perpetrator working for you, you need to deal with that person. And you need to create a safe space for victims to want to actually come forward and say, this has happened to me. We need to work towards a culture where a victim is not seen as a nuisance, as being unnecessary, as being unduly dramatic, whatever you want to call it, because we know that is what it is currently, whether it's from our churches, our mosques, wherever, our schools, our private sector. Victims are still being made to feel like the other, like they have done wrong, and that must be addressed. How you address it, Linda, I believe the Department of Basic Education, you know, we must teach our kids from that basic age, how to engage with the opposite sex, how to treat human beings. This culture of violence needs to be eroded, and we need to get to a nonviolent discourse, which is acceptable and not seen as a weakness by society. I believe only then, because what is gender-based violence? It's a violent act. It's a violent act which society has almost made normal because of the way we react to our victims. So if we shouldn't have victims, Linda, but we can only get there when we've changed the mindset. And this is not just applicable to South Africa, it's applicable across the world. Whether you're a first world country, whether you're a third world country, we need to get to a point where the violence is simply not acceptable. It's not the norm. Only then will you be able to really deal with gender-based violence appropriately.
Well, Advocate Bonnie Currie-Gamwe, thanks so much for speaking to us.
It's been a pleasure, Linda. Thank you.